Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, I want to play you something. You tell me who you think this is and why he's all fired up. It's very quick. Here you go.
Oh, no!
Very quick.
Oh, no!
It is notable voice, play-by-play guy, yes.
Oh, no!
It is baseball.
Notable baseball play-by-play guys they don't exist like they used to.
Well,
who did the Rays play?
And the Orioles. It's not from Rays Orioles.
Okay.
That.
I don't know. I've got nothing for you, C-Long.
That's Joe
Sorry.
Davis, national play-by-play man. Now he's also Dodgers TV and really bummed, apparently, that an umpire wronged Yoshinobu Yamamoto last night.
Here's the 0-2. It is! Oh, no! Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning!
I mean, that's not even close. Oh. That is... Wow.
Marvin.
That's Davis and Eric Karros, Dodgers TV. You guys are getting a look at it here on CBS Sports
that's
Network.
That's ridiculous.
I mean...
I'll tell you why. I think I know why. Catcher was standing up.
Ah.
I'm telling you, that screwed the whole thing up. Because the catcher was like, he was out of his crouch, and he was halfway standing up, and the ball went right to him, and he just, because of that, he called a ball.
Yeah.
That's my take.
They were very upset.
Yeah,
that.
The immaculate inning.
Yeah.
Could have happened.
Now, that wasn't the real drama from this game.
The catcher wasn't standing up.
Yeah, I mean, he was... Look, he's got
one left knee on the ground.
Yeah, he was... All right, he wasn't standing, but he was more upright.
He wasn't
in his full crouch.
He wasn't in his full crouch.
Yeah. He was erect.
He was erect. His back was erect.
So that's what I'm saying. He wasn't in his full crouch. Not standing up, but you see what I'm saying. Not in a full crowd.
I mean, I had an umpire's bending down behind both the batter and the catcher. How could he even see it?
That is a bad one. That was almost middle.
God.
Now, I mistakenly yesterday saying, Dodgers swept the Pod. I didn't realize this was a 4-game series. Mm. So my mistake, I apologize. Pods are up 5-0, top of the ninth when things got a little heated. So rookie Jack Little on for his second inning of work for L.A. He drilled Fernando Tatis, who had to leave the game. Padres manager Mike Schilt started shouting towards the Dodgers dugout. And this is now a combination of Padres and Dodgers TV on what ensued.
And yelling at Dave Roberts now, and they're going to come together. Dave Roberts coming out as Schilt was yelling in his direction. Ooh. And now a little shove from Roberts of Schilt. And now everybody unloading onto the field. The manager started, and now the players are involved too.
It was only a matter of time. But at some point, enough is enough, whether it's accidental or not.
Mike Schilt and Dave Roberts trying to get at each other. We'll talk later, Dave Roberts is saying.
Yep. And that's not talking. That means in the hall. We'll see one another in a hall.
They already don't like each other.
Both managers get ejected. And then, as you guys just saw on CBS Sports Network, Padres come out in the bottom of the ninth with a base open and drilled Ohtani, who quickly waved his teammates back into the dugout, or else things might have escalated.
Oh, good for Ohtani for recognizing the situation. But I don't necessarily know that this ball was thrown at Tatis. So with the way the Dodger pitcher reacted, it looked like he was disgusted.
Not
that
on
the ball
purpose,
got away from
and
him.
It's his kid making his big league debut in his second inning. But this has been a back and forth thing, and Al put it on the show sheet. So 8 batters were hit in the series. Ohtani and Tatis Jr. each hit twice within 3 days. Dodgers have hit Tatis 5 times since the start of last season. So this has been a back and forth, ongoing thing, eye for an eye.
Do you think
situation.
He was waving his teammates back in the dugout, or waving the trainer back into the dugout?
Perhaps that.
That's what I thought when I saw it. Like, hey, I'm fine. Don't worry about it.
But the bench reacted accordingly.
Yeah.
You would think they, after what happened in the prior half inning, and you guys saw both benches empty with the managers. And Ohtani
and this
clearly
is obvious.
And Suarez got thrown out. He got thrown out.
100% obvious that they're throwing at Ohtani.
Yeah. And they hit him earlier in the leg in the series, right?
Yeah. So
maybe take him out in that spot.
Well, they were trying to mount a comeback there, and they did actually get the either tying or winning run to the plate. They ended up, it was 5-0. They got 3 runs across, and then they came up short. And there was we saw Torrens the other day would play the ball with his mask in this game in the ninth inning. It wasn't the Padre catcher fault, but the ball got like lodged under his chest protector, and they advanced the runner, so the Dodgers scored a run on that. And they had a chance to come back and win and complete the four-game sweep, but they did not. But little escalation of that rivalry out there.
Hey, just West. Like the Dodger fans versus the Padre fans. Don't they fight a lot?
Yeah, they do. Speaking of fighting with fans, you see this video of the
Pirates
guy out in the bullpen trying to jump slap a fan.
Jump slap's a good way to put it, yeah.
I mean, it's what he had to do. Yeah. It was elevated. It's all in one motion, trying to jump up and slap him. And the fan, I guess, was ejected for whatever he or she may have said. I'm assuming it's a he. So you got weird stuff going on all over the league. And you had the Rays reliever take the 105-mile-per-hour line drive to his face or chin in the dugout. He had to be stretchered off, but gave the thumbs up, the universal sign for I'll be okay.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, a lot going on. Here's a little video of that. So you saw the immediate reaction here from the Orioles batter as there was a quick concern in the dugout, but it sounds like everything for now at least should be okay there. So Adley Rutschman was at the plate there. Reaction from the Rays players. There was some concern, but there's the thumbs up. So guess he's going to be okay, which is good news. Let me take you to Indiana now. NBA Finals game number 6 last night. The Thunder were going for the closeout. Pacers got Tyrese Haliburton in the lineup despite the calf strain, and it ended up working out quite nicely for them on their home court.
Shepherd drives the baseline, gets to the goal, laid it up too hard with the left hand, but got his own rebound. 4:15 left. Toppin from the left wing knocks down another one.
Wow, Toppin would not be denied. Thought he might work some more clock there.
104-80, just over 4 minutes to play.
Pacers radio, big night for Obi Toppin. Team high 20 points off the bench. He hit 4 threes. Pacers were up by 30 after 3 quarters. They end up with a 108-91 victory to send this game to a game number 7. 6 guys in double figures for Indiana. Haliburton had 14 points, 5 assists across 23 minutes. Played a little clip from him joining Scott Van Pelt on ESPN. Last hour, and now this is another one where this is becoming a thing, and I guess I'll have to get myself further educated on this show. First, we had Jalen Brunson, and then we had Jackson Dart, and we had Tommy DeVito. Now you can throw Haliburton into the equation as he was talking about dealing with life with this calf strain at home, off the court.
My family, you know, my girl Jade staying on me to keep doing the treatment when the people aren't there. You know, she's like, I'm trying to watch. She wants to watch Love Island right now. I'm like, oh, she's like, yo, before we put it on, we gotta, you know, put something on the calf.
Love Island's everywhere, man.
I mean, maybe I gotta watch this season.
That's not, yeah.
If it's that good, I saw KFC do a 1 minute man on it, said that there's a great villain girl in it as well. Maybe I gotta.
A villain girl.
Yeah. That's what he said. He said she was unbelievable, like a great cast. So
wow.
I mean, we got what? So you had the Giants. It's Scataboo and Dart, right? Was it those two?
Was it Scataboo too? Well, Dart and
Tommy DeVito. That's right. Dart and DeVito.
So they're going to go on the show together.
Jalen Brunson and Tyrese Haliburton.
Yeah.
And those are guys that are just admitting it.
Right.
Got to be millions of others.
Every day there's somebody new. So yeah. It's a good pub for Peacock, I guess. Here's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander asked, did they feel the weight of being one win away from their first championship with this performance?
Definitely in the back of our minds, for sure. No, we didn't play like it at all, and that's why the night went the way it did. We got exactly what we deserved, what we earned, and we have to own that.
Well, now they'll go back home, see if they can finish it off Game 7, which will be on Sunday night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.